Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Mass protests are taking place in several cities in Israel after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sacked his defence minister, Yoav Gallant. Mr. Gallant was dismissed after he called for controversial plans to overhaul the justice system to be scrapped. In Jerusalem, police and soldiers used water cannon against demonstrators. From there, Anna Foster reports.
The firing of Yoav Gallant just a few hours ago has led to spontaneous protests across Israel. They're chanting democracy and waving the Israeli flag. We've been told now that universities will go on strike this week and that the country's biggest trade union is also planning to tell its workers to down tools from tomorrow. Benjamin Netanyahu now has a crisis on his hands if he is to try and keep this country together in the face of mounting dissent.
Campaigners hoping to make Berlin climate neutral by 2030 have failed to get their plan approved in a referendum. Here's Damian McGuinness.
More Berliners voted yes than no, but because less than 25% of the city's electorate supported the proposal, it won't become law. Berlin's government will breathe a sigh of relief. The city's political leaders never wanted this referendum to happen and called on Berliners to vote no. They say making transport and buildings emissions free within 7 years would be too expensive and just not doable. But activists say they won't give up and that the referendum's campaign is just the beginning of making Germany climate neutral.
Authorities in the US say more severe weather could be on its way to the southern state of Mississippi after tornadoes tore through the region on Friday night. 26 people died in the storm. Sophie Long reports from the town of Rolling Fork, which was almost entirely destroyed.
Survivors are sifting through what little remains of their flattened homes reduced to rubble. The only warning 44-year-old Francisco McKnight had was what he described as the terrifying sound of the tornado approaching. He survived by curling up in a ball in his bathtub. He said he knew when it was safe to come out because the roof and walls had been ripped off and he could see that it had passed. People in this small, close-knit community are now trying to comprehend what has happened to their town. President Biden has spoken to the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, and has offered federal aid to those affected.
The Italian Coast Guard says a migrant rescue ship funded by the British street artist Banksy has been seized in Lampedusa after it failed to follow instructions. Italian officials had ordered the vessel to dock in Sicily after it carried out a rescue operation. But the ship disobeyed and went instead to help three more migrant boats. World News from the BBC. Myanmar's annual armed forces parade is getting underway in the capital Naypyidaw. The event commemorates the founding of the country's army in 1945 to fight against the Japanese invasion during the Second World War. The military leader Min Aung Hlaing is expected to give a speech to mark the occasion. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired at least one unidentified ballistic missile into the sea, the latest in a series of weapons tests in recent weeks. The launch comes just days after Seoul and Washington wrapped up their largest joint military drills in 5 years. In response, Pyongyang carried out military drills of its own, including test firing a new underwater drone with nuclear capability. The Colombian president Gustavo Petro said he felt his country was partially responsible for the assassination of President Jovenel Moise in Haiti nearly 2 years ago. More than 20 Colombian mercenaries were accused of involvement in the killing. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
During a regional summit in the Dominican Republic, which shares the island of Hispaniola with Haiti, Mr. Petro said he regretted the role played by Colombian nationals in the assassination of Jovenel Moise. The Haitian president was killed in his official residence by a group of hired killers, made up mostly of former Colombian soldiers. Many arrests have been made, but the circumstances surrounding the crime remain unclear. Mr. Petro said he would like to make an official visit to Haiti to show support. The country has plunged into unprecedented levels of violence and lawlessness since Mr. Moise's assassination in July 2021.
NATO has condemned Russia for what it called its dangerous and irresponsible rhetoric, a day after President Putin announced plans to deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. NATO said it remained vigilant. BBC News.